If you're tuned to the Lutz radio station, I am Zipporah Mundy. I have on the line with me Pamela Reed. She is the program specialist at the Arkansas Small Business and Technology Development Center. Because there's a special event coming up that we're going to talk about. But first, hello, Pamela. How are you today?
I'm great, Zipporah. How are you?
Doing good. It's good to talk to you again.
Most definitely.
And so I'm excited to hear about what you all are planning. First, tell us a little bit about your company, and then tell us about the event that you're putting on.
Yeah, sure. The Arkansas Small Business and Technology Development Center is a university-based economic development program. And what we do is we assist entrepreneurs, both new and those that are already in business, with every aspect of business development. We have 7 locations throughout the state of Arkansas where we assist with business creation, management, and operation. And we offer one-on-one consulting, which is of no cost to those that receive our services because the tax dollars pay for it. We offer market research, and then we also offer training.
That sounds phenomenal. I'm really hoping that local businesses in the area are taking advantage of your services, because I know you do a lot from, you know, marketing and social media marketing and, like you said, the counseling. I just think that's phenomenal.
Yes, the one-on-one consulting is probably one of the most important aspects of what we do. We often have a lot of folks that come to our training events, which we do offer, as you mentioned, training such as social media, marketing and branding, things like website in a day. And we can kind of pretty much offer training in almost every area for a small business to grow and develop. And then what that training does is it kind of helps small business owners prepare for whatever their goals are with our consultants, and they work with them one-on-one. And in some cases, the market research is a very important aspect of that as well, because without market research, sometimes it's difficult to identify where we need to be selling our products and services.
Mm-hmm. And without that market research, it's hard for you to be able to adapt, you know, to know what your audience needs. And so I think that's phenomenal. You will be getting a call from me. So tell me a little bit about this top-notch customer service workshop that y'all are doing. I'm so excited about it. I've been waiting for it. I'm so glad you're finally doing it. Tell me about it.
Oh, yes, definitely. Top-notch customer service is definitely one of our trainers that's near and dear to my heart. I've been in customer service for the majority of my career, and customer service is such a vital part of the business. And most of the time we think about it just from our perspective of our representatives and the people who work with our customers one-on-one at the front end of the business, like our cashiers or people that are on the phone and things like that. But customer service is a little bit more than that. It kind of trickles down from every single aspect of the business. And, you know, we have to think about the customer experience. And so it goes a little bit beyond just those frontline folks. And so what we're going to be doing over at the Phillips County Chamber of Commerce on November the 9th at 2 o'clock, we will be having top-notch customer service training where we'll talk about some of these things and how small business owners should be thinking about the entire customer experience and not just the one aspect on the front end.
That's really good, really important. So it's more than just the customer service reps that need to be hearing this information.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Anyone that has a small business that may need to rethink, or, you know, if they feel like there's something they need to rethink or modify to improve how customers perceive their business, because, you know, let's face it, how a customer perceives their business plays a major part in whether or not a customer is going to continue to patronize us. So customer service becomes a marketing tool as well. And so those owning small businesses should be thinking strategically about how their overall customer experience plays a part in their marketing and how their branding and how it attracts customers to the business.
Now, how important is customer service to the success of a business?
Oh, my gosh, I think it's paramount, because even if we move beyond thinking about customer service from the perspective of the products and services we offer, we have to think about customer service in the sense of how we serve our employees as well. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot of business owners mention, you know, well, I have such a high turnover rate. I have such a difficult time keeping employees in the business. But service is something that you have to do at every single aspect of the business. And so when you're working with employees, you have to think of them as internal customers, whether they're subordinate to you or, you know, whether they're your superior, because everyone is there to serve. And they play a role in the success of the business.
Now, how important are businesses' customer service as a whole to the impression of the city?
Oh, gosh. I mean, for a city like Helena, where you have tourism events throughout the entire year, I think how you brand your business plays a big role in whether or not those tourists are going to come and see you, and then whether or not other people within the region promote your business, because there are business promoters and there are business detractors.
Mm-hmm.
We want promoters. So if someone comes to your business and they're always getting good, consistent service, then they're going to promote you. So when people come from out of town or someone new is in town, those are the folks that will really, really talk your business up, and that's where you get a big part of your marketing and promotion. So I think it's important to the community as a whole, because it creates a particular brand about the type of service and the type of feeling that tourists get when they come to the community.
I see. And that really makes a lot of sense. So what if you have people that are naturally friendly on staff? Do you still think customer service training is important for them if they're naturally just good with people?
I think you definitely want people who are naturally good with people to be there. But I could be the nicest person ever, but if I can't count you your change back properly, are you going to have a problem with me?
Right,
you know, so there are aspects of customer service. Again, going back to that whole idea of the entire customer experience, that I think are critical, and it has to be kind of written into the way the business does the day-to-day activities,
mm-hmm.
whether it's written in a handbook or some type of instruction manual, whatever the case may be. Those things have to be lined out because, again, it's about the overall customer experience.
And do you get into dealing with that difficult, very difficult, very difficult customer that really knows how to press buttons?
We do. We will talk about the difficult customer who knows how to press buttons and why. When you win those customers over, why you grow as a business and how those customers more often than not become our biggest promoters.
Oh, wow. Wow. I didn't even think about that in that way. So do you think the information that's going to be presented at the training is so necessary that a business, and we're talking about small businesses here, that should run on little to no staff for a few hours to send workers over to be a part of it?
I definitely think it's worth it. We'll probably go about 2.5 hours. Unless we have a lot of questions, we'll go 3. But I do think it's beneficial for people to come together and talk about it collectively, the different experiences that they have. Because the more questions that you have and the more diversity you have in the room, the more comprehensive we can, you know, the information will be for those that are interested in the customer service topic. And we'll be able to share some of the ideas that we have on improving customer service and how to approach some of those difficult customers and what works and doesn't work. And so I do think it's beneficial for a business to consider allowing some of their staff come, I guess, for those 2 or 3 hours. If not, like you said, just closing. I think it would be beneficial for them.
I see. So then is there a cost to attend, and where can we register?
Yes, there is a cost to attend. This training is $30 per person, but if you're a Phillips County Chamber member, there is a discount, and you can contact the Chamber for the code to get that discount on our website. And our website is where you will go and register, and it's asbtdc.org/training. And I'll say that one more time, asbtdc.org/training, or you can call 1-800-862-2040.
Okay, 1-800-862-2040. Did
yes.
I get that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Well, I'm excited. We do plan to be there because there is always room for improvement, and we always want to be learning and trying to enhance our service to our customers and our listeners. So I really appreciate you all for doing this, and we're looking forward to being in the session.
Definitely. And I always appreciate you, Zipporah. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Is there anything else you'd like to leave us with?
No, I think I've pretty much said it all. And I hope to see you folks that are really interested in customer service and improving the customer service in your small business on Thursday, November the 9th at 2 p.m. at the Chamber.
Sounds good. And I always say you never know what you don't know until you realize you don't know it. So it's always good go, you know, looking for what is it that I don't know? What is it that I haven't heard? What is it that I haven't thought about?
That's a great point.
Well, thank you, Pamela Reed, everyone. She's the program specialist at the Arkansas Small Business and Technology Development Center. We appreciate you taking time. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the Top Notch Customer Service Workshop is Thursday, November 9th,
at 2 o'clock p.m. from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Phillips County Chamber of Commerce located 111 Hickory Hill Drive, Helena, West Helena, Arkansas. It is $30 per person. There's a discount if you're a Phillips County Chamber member. And you can call the chamber for details for the discount. To register, call 800-862-2040, 800-862-2040, 800-862-2040, or you can go to asbtdc.org/training. Again, that's asbtdc.org/training. And of course, that stands for the Arkansas Small Business and Technology Development Center. Stay tuned.